the 4th Battalion of the Royal Regiment of Scotland deployed to West Yorkshire to help the Environmental Agency with their flood defence efforts. British Army personnel have deployed to assist civilian authorities with the provision of flood relief to local communities in West Yorkshire. With Storm Ciara and Dennis bringing heavy rainfall, 75 personnel from the 4th Battalion Royal Regiment of Scotland aided the Environment Agency in constructing barriers and repairing flood defences. An additional 70 reservists from the 4th Battalion, the Yorkshire Regiment, were also asked with providing support where required. Reservists from Severn Scots have been training in Walkup as part of their annual camp for the last 2 weeks. 7th Battalion 51st Highland, the Royal Regiment of Scotland, Severn Scots, are a Scottish infantry unit. They recruit from the Highlands and Northern Scotland with subunits across the northern half of Scotland, and most of the personnel who serve with them are Army reservists, combining their Army service with another civilian job. RAF personnel commemorated the 75th anniversary of the Long March that Allied prisoners of war from Stalag Luft 3 were forced to take in January 1945. The RAF personnel paraded in Zagan, Poland. The personnel also dedicated thoughts to Air Commodore Charles Clark, once prisoner at Stalag Luft 3 and a familiar face on the RAF Long Marches, who passed away last year. Following a gun salute by Polish military and reflaying by squadron leader Bob Ankerson and wing commander Suzanne Senior, trumpeter Adam Rossbottom played the last post as squadron leader Steve Parler saluted on behalf of all of the Royal Air Force. F-35B Lightning aircraft from 617 Squadron based at RAF Marham take part in Exercise Red Flag at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. RAF Marham Station Commander Group Captain Beck said that this is another first for the Lightning Force and will give the opportunity for our pilots to really put the F-35s to test in a combat representative environment. This training is as near to high-end operational flying as our pilots can get in a controlled environment and will really test them and the teams that support our squadron. Exercise Red Flag is a premier multinational combat training exercise which is conducted on the vast bombing ranges of the Nevada test and training area. This is the first time that the UK's F-35 Lightnings have taken part in Exercise Red Flag, which will see them flying alongside a variety of aircraft from other nations, providing air crews with the experience of multiple intensive air combat sorties in the safety of a training environment to maximise their combat readiness, capability and interoperability. And finally, the Combined Service Culinary Arts team are aiming for Olympic gold. Last week, the Combined Services Culinary Arts team were refining and putting the finishing touches to their menus during a final rehearsal at the Food Services Training Wing, Worthy Down. This event, which is one of the world's biggest cooking competitions, attracts some 2,000 civilian and military chefs, and the team will be aiming to return from these Olympics with medals, just as they did in 2016, where they came away with two golds and a silver medal. To keep up to date on all the breaking news from the British Armed Forces, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us across social media. This has been your latest news from British Armed Forces Daily.